Alright, partner, you know what time it is.
It's time for Discussion with Substance and the best visitors from Boise and beyond. This is the Side Yard Sidebar. And we're back. Once again, it's been a while since we have been together, but here we are again. And lately, this is changing into a music podcast. And I've got Jason over in Spokane, rocking it from Spokane. Again, I love this setup. I have my computer. I have you on FaceTime. And I've got an iPad over here for our music. And I am so pumped that we're doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, man.
Thank you for always being on top of, hey, let's get one done. Because today I had so much stuff and people were like, oh, what are you doing? And this is my relaxing time with you. Like, this is my time to chill and listen to music. And I put the headphones in and I was instantly taken back to the last one we did when we were like, it is so nice to listen to music in headphones. Could you catch all the stuff? And tonight, or on this episode, we're going to be hearing music. And there's some of these songs that I know you have to listen through headphones or you're going to miss so much. So we would encourage you, if you're not on headphones, put some in. Or turn it loud. The other thing I was going to say is usually, I don't know what you do, Jay, but I listen to podcasts and audiobooks on like 1.75 or 2.0 speed. And you can do that. That's totally fine. Would you consider slowing it down when it comes to the music, please? So you can hear the song instead of ripping through these songs, right? So, So before we'll
sound like the Chipmunks, but then slow it down, right?
Yeah. Yeah. These artists definitely deserve to be heard. Now, what was our theme for this? Just more stuff we're listening to?
On repeat.
That is it. Oh.
Yeah, on repeat.
On repeat. And that led us into this awesome discussion of maybe the Side Yard Sidebar is going to take a little break and Jason and I are going to launch into a music podcast.
Yes.
Again, more for ourselves so we can do this and listen to music and share with you. But also, it'd be kind of fun to put it back out there. So we're going through some cool names. When we land on the right one, we will let you know. But on repeat, these songs are ones that we've been listening to over and over and over again lately. And a lot of these you've sent to me and they have now become on repeat for me. And so
vice versa. So I was like trying to avoid some of those cause I knew you'd be picking some of them. So, but yeah, I actually went back a little ways, a few months just to kind of find some of these guys, you know, because I go in waves. It'll be like a good solid 2 weeks. I'll listen to the same stuff and then I kind of get diverted by something else and then I'll come back. So
yeah, this list, and we have it on Spotify and we'll put this into our music playlist and it has all the songs we've ever talked about, but I'm excited for this one. There's one song that I'm going to share that I can't wait to tell the story behind it because it's so good. Personal story, but I want you to start this off. We're just going to get right into it with Hola Ghost. So describe this to us.
Kind of rockabilly. I would describe it with this song's really slow, but they have a song that after I remember I sent this one to you and you're like, oh, check out this. And it was that Chupacabra song. And that's, you know, very punkish. And I honestly don't remember how I found these guys. I think I was listening to a Rancid playlist or a Tim Time Bomb and they popped up. But this song, just, I love it. I love the rockabilly sound and doing a little research on these guys. I would have never guessed, but they're from Denmark. You might see a theme a little bit. A couple of my artists are from that part of the world this time. But yeah, this is a really cool song. Check it out. They only have maybe one or two albums out. Don't seem to go on tour a ton, especially in the States. So that's a bummer. But when they're on stage, they're in full painted. They look like skeletons. So
yeah,
super unique band.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Cool. So this one is called Old Barn. And we'll play it, maybe not in its entirety, but a good chunk of it. And then we'll kind of have our takes on what it sounded like. So this is Old Barn by Hola Ghost.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the old trees and my old barn. All I ever had locked up in here. My love and my hate, my hope and my fear. Friends and lovers, people from the past, they're all going down in a mighty blast. I light a match, to the ground, this old barn is going down. I light a match, I'll set the fire free. This old barn gone down with me. My boot, my saddle, wanna need no more. Oh, lift behind.
So yeah, good.
That's so good. It is. It's when you hear some of the other stuff, like it, like punk and stuff, but this old rockabilly, nice and chill, like that's a fun one to listen to just driving down the road.
Yeah, I would love to interview those guys just to see what their influences are. Cause I mean, I gotta imagine music in Denmark is just a little bit different than the US. So for them to latch on to that kind of music and kind of have a little bit of a wide variety of range on their music is pretty interesting too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's so cool because they do have a big range. And when I'm staring at this album art and they're all, you know, painted white faces like a skeleton.
Yeah.
But again, you wouldn't find that by just kind of cruising and happen upon them. It's kind of in those playlists that you've talked about and they kind of pop up. I found a lot like that too. Awesome pick. I don't know what drew me back to these guys. I'm going to introduce people to Guster.
Yeah.
Guster was a band I went and saw in college. Yep. Down in Hollywood. They formed in 91 in Boston. And they've had just a few like kind of hits, I guess top 40 hits. But they are two dudes with acoustic guitars. And then there's a percussionist. And he plays like the bongos like an animal. He tapes up his fingers. He slams on the cymbals. But I picked this song. It's called All the Way Up to Heaven because when I saw him live, this song stuck out because it was an audience participation song. There's a part in here where they whistle and the whole audience started whistling. And then towards the end of the song, there's a part where they kind of have claps in the background. And the whole audience claps at that time. And so I got back into him.
What year did you see him?
Probably 2000. I saw him in 2000.
Where at?
Some little club in outside of LA. My cousin, who was from Chicago, knew of him. And I had an old Mustang and she was like, let's go down and see him. So we drove down together and checked him out. And then I saw him in Boise one time when they came through. And I worked with a teacher who knew them from Boston. And so she's like, oh yeah, I see them all the time. They come through.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, this one, I'm going to play this and it's going to sound really interesting and slow, but I love this song. It's kind of a good song for them. So this is Guster, All the Way Up to Heaven. So it was that part where the whole audience started whistling. And it was so memorable for me.
That totally has the 90s vibes to it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to look up when the song came out. Oh, there it is. Or when that album came out.
Probably like 94 or something. Some of their stuff is a little faster, like more lively. I just, that song is, again, I felt like I can put that on and just chill. It'd make for a great vinyl, like some of those
songs.
There's
something about whistling in music that I'm always drawn to, too. There's quite a few. I actually used to have a playlist on Spotify that was just all whistling songs. Not the whole song, but had whistling in it.
Oh, it's so innocent.
Yeah.
Just a nice whistle. And then with headphones in, you can hear all the different whistles. I think I even heard one in there of a person who couldn't whistle, but they were trying. It was great. It was good. It was a good one. So Guster, just a great album or a great band. They put out so many albums. I'd suggest go listen to some of the early ones.
Yeah, they've definitely been around for a while.
Yeah, and they still put on an amazing show. I'm sure they do. So much energy and fun. Okay, these next ones for you, this is your stick into another country, yes? I don't even know how to pronounce this.
I don't either. I go Vok or Vok. It's V-O with the little two dots above it and then K. And I don't know how you pronounce that. But yeah, these guys I just discovered recently and I can't stop listening to them. There's something about it that I just really like.
So how'd you happen to get upon these guys? Like just another.
That's what I'm trying to remember. I think it was one of those random playlists that I listened to where they just kind of pepper things in and out. There's something about this song that I liked. So I liked it and I went back and started listening to it more and more and more. And it's just on repeat all the time. These guys are from Iceland, which is actually one of my bucket list items. I want to go there, to go see all the like natural volcano stuff they have there. But, for the music scene, because Reykjavik's supposed to be pretty cool.
Sweet. Let's do it. This one was interesting when you sent it to me the first time, but the more you listen to it, it grows on you. It definitely grows on you. So this is Vok, and it's called Before.
Yeah, I think for me, I just realized there's horns in there too, you know, or synthesized horns or something. But there's just so many elements of the song going on that kind of draws me in. But it's very simple at the same time.
Absolutely. And the saxophone whether it's synthesized or real.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Yeah.
But I do, and that song continues to build and grow, and her voice kind of changes throughout the song too, right? It starts really chill, and then she gets a little more edge to it as it goes. Yeah, that's definitely been on repeat for me. And again, another one that you pour some whiskey, or it's just an evening home, light a candle and put that stuff on, and it's a nice sound to just kind of fill your house. That's kind of what I've been going for lately. Not so much the ones in the car, but the ones to fill my house when, kind of it's nice chill time.
Yeah, there have been songs like that definitely going on while we're cooking and, you know, the kids, we're getting ready for dinner and stuff for sure.
Yeah. 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 Thank you for that one. That one I would have never found. And yet it's on repeat for me.
Nice.
And I'm sure after this episode will be on repeat for a lot of other people because it is such a great song.
Hope so.
So we would encourage you go on Spotify, listen to them on our playlist. I think it's the Side Yard playlist, like music episode. But then listen to these bands, give them a listen, buy their albums. If you're into that, I know my friend Katie is, and she buys all the songs that we've put on. I told her we were recording again today and she was so excited. And I said, I can't tell you. I said, I'll tell you there's one song because I sent one song to her and it's the song, my next song that, I couldn't wait. I said, you have to listen to this song. So this is the song, that I don't know, Jay, if you've had this. I had an emotional release or like an emotional tie to this song for some reason. And music can do that for a lot of people. They can kind of break down emotions or whatnot. But this guy, is his band name, his stage name is Talk. And he got that name because he doesn't stop talking, I guess. He's from Ottawa. And he's been in a bass, like a bassist in some bands and touring. And then this song came about, he said, during the pandemic, he was lost his job, staying at his parents, in his parents' basement. And he said the song came to him like really quick as he was sitting on the edge. It's about loneliness. And I think we can all remember the feelings during that pandemic time. But it wasn't even that drew me to this song. It was his album art. It's just him with a big star painted on his eye. And he has something written to the effect of, you don't know what people are going through, so be nice. Like something to that effect. Right. And so I listened to it. And then I finally turned it up really loud in my car. And no joke, I got about halfway through and I started crying. And I literally told myself, whoa. What's going on? Why? What is it about this song? And then I played it for Kara. I was like, Kara, I have to play this for you. And during, like, she was listening, but she was really quiet. I broke down again. Like, I was like, oh my gosh.
She broke down, or you did?
No, I did. I did for a second time. But she did say, yeah, amazing song.
So is it the lyrics?
It's the lyrics. It's his raw emotion behind it. The music is super small and then it builds really big. And this guy said he was also watching Interstellar. So it's a space album. The song's called Runaway to Mars. And he said it's a little bit like The Martian with Matt Damon and a little bit with Interstellar. These guys who are just kind of out and they're all alone and they don't have kind of anything around them. So I'm going to play this song and then I would like your take on what you think about it. So this is by the band or the guy Talk, and it's called Runaway to Mars.
The color's fading, 'cause I can't. You wait and it's a wild, wild world, and you're a wild, wild girl. My sun's still shining, but it seems half the size, and it's a wild, wild world out here. Before my time runs, you
I can't tell which way's home. I've been gone for so long, it's an empty world.
I think it's, man, I think it's just, I get moved by a simple song and then it opens up to this massive choir and big wall of sound and then comes back to simple. And I don't think...
Yeah, very, very theatrical at that, where he's layering his voice and stuff. It's a cool song. I can't... The first time you sent it to me and I listened to it, it reminds me of us. I can't pinpoint who it reminds me of, but there's some sounds to it that I wish I could find in my head what band I'm thinking of, because every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, it sounds like, and I can't ever place who it is. But it's interesting knowing the background on how it was written, because I was wondering about the lyrics, like the whole Mars thing and some of that space kind of theme that runs through it. So it's how did you find that info on it? Did you just look it up?
Yeah. So like there's a lot of these Wikipedia pages on all these other bands. There's none on him. He's done some covers, but this song just blew up after the pandemic. And I think because it's pretty like people, I think in that time felt super isolated, and maybe it's that lyric of, would you miss me? Like basically, would you miss me if I ran out of oxygen? And I think maybe during that pandemic, a lot of people were like, I'm not seeing my friends. Do they even, you know, are they really my friends? Or are they more acquaintance? Yeah. So I just went on, there's a few interviews with him, and he just talks about, you know, so humbling that this song came out and it was good for him. And yeah, he loves space. And so he wrote this song that, it's on repeat, like nonstop in my car.
That's what's great about music, man.
Yeah, it's so good. Gosh, it's so good. So, I love when a song hits you and it just kind of sticks with you.
So you didn't say, how did you find this song?
I went to Spotify and there was this suggested chill mix. So I clicked it and it went through a few songs like, oh, that's good. That's good. I heard that one. I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. And then I went back and listened again. And then once I got it in the car and turned it up, I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I think I was texting everybody. I was like, you got to listen to this. You got to listen to this. But it was one of those Spotify mixes where it's like, here's someone you might like. Cool. And bang, there it was. Let's go to another one of yours is it Palace?
Yeah, Palace. I dig this song. This band, Caitlin and I went to Vancouver, Canada to go see Arcade Fire, and her sister and fiance picked us up. So we were road tripping from Seattle up there, and they had they're kind of like us, they're music nerds. So I always am really excited to like spend time with them and, hey, have you heard this? Have you heard that? And kind of just pepper things back and forth. And this was one of the groups they put on. And ever since that trip, it's just been on a constant play in my truck.
Do you think it's part of that is because this song is tied to that trip that makes you kind of like part of that? I know I do that too. Like part of this trip, this song was playing and now it's stuck in me. Like it's stuck in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can hear a song 30 years later and it takes me back to a moment, you know, a party or a function or something you were at. You know, that's what's great about music, man. It just can transport you to places.
When we're going to Charleston together here in, I don't know, a month or so.
Yeah.
I think our travel mates are going to be a little bit worried because I think we're going to run the music. We're going to be choosing. This is a soundtrack to this trip.
Isn't that a given?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Which we should probably start discussing, man.
We'll start putting this collaborative playlist together of, okay, when we're driving down the road, we're going to have this song going. And Oh yeah. It's going to be awesome.
So what's the song name again? I know I can't remember.
You chose Bitter.
Bitter.
Bitter by Palace. Before we launch into it, explain a little bit of the sound. Are they from America or are they another kind of foreign band?
You know, I haven't even looked them up to see where they're from. The sound, a lot of it's kind of like an indie sound to me, like these guys. But there's something about the instrumentals in this one that it kind of picks up, and you know, as it's kind of going on, I'll add some commentary.
Okay.
I'm looking them up right now.
All right. Well, I'll start playing this as you find that. This is Palace, and the song is called Bitter.
From London, super chill again. I mean, you can just put it on, like you said, in the evening, pour a nice drink and just sit down and relax.
Yeah. You've been on an indie kick for a while. A lot of your songs have that indie guitar, which I love because it's not like a poppy, I'm trying to hook you in poppy. It's a, I don't know. It's just, it's different. It's indie. It's not.
I go through waves, like
be on that radio.
I don't know if it's the weather or what, but as soon as the sun, you know, it starts warming up, the punk music will come off the shelf, and you know, surf tunes and all that stuff. But definitely during the winter and fall, it's more mellow music for sure.
Oh yeah, and rightly so. I mean, I'll listen to punk, but the Interrupters and like punk hits better when that sun is out.
It just does.
But yeah, that one's another, it's a perfect chill. Like I bought that the Used album, which is great, but it doesn't fit right now. It doesn't fit right now.
Yep.
It's too dark and cold. So that thing will be spinning once it warms up a little bit. So this next one I sent to you, and you said you started digging it a lot. I dug into this guy, Rustin Kelly. He was sent to me by my buddy Joel. He was like, this, you got to listen to this. Nashville songwriter, married and divorced Casey Musgraves, who is a very popular country artist. I think they were married for like 3 or 4 years. And put this album out. It's got a great sound. He's coming to Boise May 5th. Playing at the Knitting Factory. So if anyone here in Boise enjoys Rustin Kelly, he's coming. You have plenty of time to get some tickets. But this song is called The Weakness. And again, just like, oh man, just a cool song. Cool song. So I'll play it and then we'll chat a little bit afterwards. But this is Rustin Kelly, The Weakness.
Waiting here a long time. traffic starts on the north side. Did you order yet or should we wait? How are you doing? Are you okay? No.
So good. Great voice.
Pretty unique sounding.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's, oh man, I don't even know how to describe it. A little bit.
I'm going to have to do some deeper dive on it, on his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, his voice a little bit gravelly, still smooth. Yeah, so good. And short song. It's like 3 minutes long.
When was, yeah. Do you know when that one was released?
I think that was more recent.
Fairly recent.
Yeah. I think that one was a little more recent. Let's see. Yeah, 23. So this year.
Oh, wow. Yep. Awesome. Yeah.
Shoot. Great song. Okay. I think if I had to be excited about any song, it's Your Next One by Traitors. Because this one, you sent it to me in. And the album art looks kind of creepy and weird.
Yeah.
But I put it on.
Kind of creepy and weird if you see them.
Yeah. And it's so good. Like still 80s-ish, right? Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, immediately, that's what I thought of.
It's so good.
Like the Cure, the Smiths, like that kind of genre. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so good. Traitors, T-R-A-I-T-R-S.
R-S, yep.
Traitors. Yeah, I think I put it on and I was like, oh, yeah, Jason knows what I need right. He knows the music I need to be playing right now because these guys are so
good.
And
I've listened to quite a bit of their stuff outside of this song and it's all got that same vibe. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Yep. So we're in place. I'll probably play a little bit more of this one because it's so awesome.
This one's called Thin Flesh.
Yeah, Thin Flesh by Traitors. So good. All right, I'll play this and then we'll talk about it. Oh, man. Makes me want to go running or something.
These guys, I just looked them up. They're from Toronto, Canada. So I've definitely been outside of the country on all my picks. So
perfect.
But yeah, these guys. The best. And there's four or five albums all sounding similar like this, but great stuff. Highly encourage it. It'll take you back to the 80s, even though they're from current times.
Yeah, that one was, what, 2018, I think it said.
Yep.
But them rocking, and that's not an easy sound to recreate. I mean, no, maybe for people who know how to do it, but gosh, I couldn't even begin to think of how to recreate a sweet 80s sound, and they have it clean.
Yeah, oh, it's just, man, two guys, so too.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those guys are so good.
I have no clue song. How I don't remember how I found these guys either, to be honest.
You sent it to me and you were like, you got to hear it. Like just in a text.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love getting those music. Like you send me music. I know it's going to be good. I know it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I could send you a bomb every once in a while.
No,
I think never. So speaking of that, this last song is one you sent me and man, I think this is the last one, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, unless we decide to put in a little bonus, but yeah.
These guys, I am completely digging, and they would have made my list, but I knew Dusty was going to choose them, so I withheld, but they are on repeat for sure. Great, great choice on this one.
Yeah. Out of the Country. They are an Australian band.
Oh.
Yeah, but they've won... I think some awards for blues and roots and some like soul sounds. So this is the Teskey Brothers. Yeah, you and I think we started with soul. Like that was the Sam Cooke. That was kind of the sound we were going with for a while. And then heard these guys like, oh, right in that same vein of awesome. Oh,
totally.
Yeah. Well, thanks for holding off knowing because, yeah, they were on this list like first.
Yeah, I had a list and I scribbled them on there and I was like, nah, Dusty's going to pick them.
Oh, yeah. That means that we end with a song that we both know is great. This is the Teskey Brothers. I chose This Will Be Our Year. A lot of their songs sound very similar with that kind of soul feel, but. We'll let this one kind of roll for a little bit. This is called This Will Be Our Year by the Teskey Brothers.
This is one like to the first time I heard it, I had this vision in my head of what these guys looked like. And then I looked them up, not even close.
Exactly.
It's kind of like St. Paul and the Broken Bones. They sound very similar.
Yeah.
Voice tones and stuff and kind of growliness. He's the same way. You hear his voice and then you go look him up. You're like, I was way off on that one. Way off. It's I was looking them up so we could catch them in Red Rocks September 15th of this
Red
year.
Rocks. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
That's tempting. I don't have a concert in September, and this is my year of concerts. So
okay.
I don't know.
You might have to go. Oh yeah. I like that. Which, speaking of concerts, we get to see. Oh, this is one thing that Kara wanted me to touch on with you. We get to go see Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
In Spokane.
I'm so excited for that show. With Alan Stone, dude.
I mean,
that's the crazy thing.
Yeah, Alan Stone and him together is going to be insane. And
yeah,
Kara and I saw Chris Stapleton here in Boise. But he sang the national anthem for the Super Bowl. And it was so good. Like, yeah. My dad was like, who was that guy?
Everybody I've talked to, like, if you're old enough to remember Whitney Houston singing, you know, that's like, that's always been like the pinnacle national anthem for a big game, right? And everything's kind of held against that. I've talked to quite a few people that said this may have been a better performance.
Oh, it was so good.
I tend to agree with. It was so
good. He is so good live. Live in and his albums, there is no difference. Like he is just so good. So Kara wanted me to ask you about what you thought of Rihanna's performance for halftime.
I mean, the stage was pretty cool, but other than that, I was like, I will admit, and my kids know this, that Diamonds song is like probably top 10 songs for me.
Really?
I love that song. So that's when that came song out at the end, I was kind of happy. I was like, all right, that's cool. But the stage is, you know, elevated and kind of going up and down.
Yeah.
That was pretty unique, pretty cool. I don't know. Yeah, halftime shows, dude, I'm always like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I was very happy it was just her and no guest stars. Like, no guest performers. She held that on her own. What was it? 15 song medley. Like, she has been in for so long. She has so many hits and just little parts of it, like a little part from a Kanye song that she sang and a little part here and there, and she's got so many iconic kind of hooks and songs.
So I was
okay with it.
The artists don't get paid for that. Like, the NFL will like pay for their stage stuff and all that, but they don't pay them anything. Like, it's, and it, apparently, like, The Weeknd and I think Dre last year, they came out of pocket millions of dollars to perform at it.
Yeah. I mean, the exposure, the worldwide exposure, which is interesting because she doesn't need that, but
no, she's got over $1 billion in the bank.
She doesn't need that with all of her hits. I mean, her hits, she'll probably get, you know, millions of more listens. Because people go back, oh, I forgot that song. But yeah, they do that. And I think I heard at one point she kind of said, I will never perform at a halftime show. Yes, she did. Yes, she performed.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad she did. She's been kind of out. They were expecting albums for so long, and she never brought one out during pandemic. But she did a great job. I thought she did good. I did like last year's rap one much better. But I do like it was just her. They didn't need to bring any guests out.
Yep.
But it was pretty sweet. In case I just found it, in case anybody wants to hear some of these, what Jason, I've been calling like, what, playlists, random playlists. The one I listened to was License to Chill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's got a bunch of, like, it's got Dashboard Confessional. It's got Judah and the Lion, like, it's Black, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, it's got a bunch of random people on it.
There's another one called Moody Mix that I listen to as well.
Moody Mix? Yeah,
all on
Spotify. Yep. They've done a great job of putting albums together or playlists together. Probably a little bit better than I can do. Only for now.
Well, they get paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get paid for it.
Yet.
Give me some time, and you know, we might be curating some of those.
Oh man,
that's
be so
honestly
cool.
Like my my dream job would be to be like an executive music producer for like a TV show or something like that, like Parenthood or, you know, some of these shows back in the day, they had great, great music. And I always looked up who was putting it together. And it was like some old disc jockey, you know?
Yeah.
That's what their job was, to just sit around, listen to music and be like, oh, this song would be great in this moment.
Yeah, that's a, let's see. Someone in college knew somebody who did that stuff. But do you remember that old show, Ed? The bowling alley lawyer.
Yeah.
That show was cheesy and fun and I loved it. I have it on DVD. I went and found it. Someone burned all the VHS to a DVD. But the reason it never came out on DVD was because they had so many songs and the soundtrack was incredible and they couldn't get rights to all the songs. So they could never put it out. That was like the major reason. So I know the Foo Fighters next year, that was the theme song. I mean, when your theme song isn't kind of a Foo Fighters song that you don't hear right out, but still Foo Fighters.
Yep.
So yeah, that's one reason it never came out.
I'm going to have to go back and find I'm sure somebody's put that playlist out there so you could just pull it up and start listening to it.
Oh, shoot. How cool would that be? All those old...
It might even be on Spotify, man.
I'm looking right now because why not? Nope. Ed the TV show. Like Ed. Oh, wait. Yep. There it is. Nice work.
Nice.
Matt Voss. Well done, sir. The Ed TV show soundtrack. And it starts off with Foo Fighters. I don't know if you guys ever... I'm going to play this just a little bit. This is Next Year by the Foo Fighters. This was the theme song.
I watched this show all the time, too. I was bummed when they canceled it.
Yeah.
Julie Bowen was in that
Yeah,
show,
she was.
Wasn't she?
Carol Vessi.
That's right.
I had a crush on her. It's okay. I was in college. It's all good.
I feel like there were a couple other people, too. That chick from...
I can't remember.
Oh, man.
But as you're thinking that through, some of the songs, Captain and Tennille, Isley Brothers, Dandy Warhols, Alison Krauss, Chicago, Neil Diamond, like the Jayhawks, like Wilco, all these such good. They had everything. Foreigner, Blue Oyster Cult, Lou Reed, Toto. I mean, the list just goes on of all the amazing songs that TV show had that, because of these amazing songs, never got to be put out on DVD. Because
Justin Long was in
that. Yeah.
Jennifer Goodwin. That's who I'm thinking of.
Okay.
She was in some other stuff too. Justin Long. He wasn't he the iMac guy?
Yeah, he was. iMac. Yep. That's after that show. That's when it became this like, that was his big thing. But that happened after the show.
Yeah.
His name was like Warren, I think, in that show. Man, that
We're
was
totally
good
going down a rabbit hole, dude.
Yep. And I love it. So
this is what happens.
Well, for the five listeners, thanks for sticking with us.
We had five. I think we lost a couple on that tangent.
But like we said, we're doing this for us. This is our conversation. This is our gift to our kids. You guys have to suffer through this. Sorry. So.
Well, hopefully they get some good bands to listen to.
Oh, man. I hope so. I hope they listen to these when they have kids and their kids end up saying, that's awesome. This is what our grandpas listen to. And we're still going to be rocking new stuff. I know it's going to be awesome.
That's right.
So with that, we will kind of wrap up. Thank you, as always, Jay, for hanging out for this last hour or so and always bringing the good music. And I absolutely love listening through headphones, talking it out through with you. And you know what, friends, this is a passion right now. So Side Yard Sidebar may transform into a new one with a new name. We're still nailing some down. If you check Instagram, maybe we'll pop up a few choices. And I think you can do like votes and things like that on there.
Yeah. If people have suggestions for topics or they have suggestions of stuff we should be listening to, by all means, get a hold of one of us. Dusty's probably got more of the connections, but
yeah,
let us know.
Oh yeah. I'm always into new stuff or songs that I may not be listening to, which are, there's a lot of them. So yep. if you're in Boise, I was just told the River has been playing some good music, some songs that we've actually played on here, and then they heard it on the River. So you're welcome, the River, for giving you some ideas. But yeah, so there's good stuff. We'd love to hear it. And always, as always, Jay, thanks for taking the time. And to our friends.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening. And we'll come back to you again with another music podcast soon.
Peace.